From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. President Obama is due to meet today with a couple of key Senate Democrats about his plan to overhaul the nation's health care system. The Oval Office meeting with Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid and Finance Committee Chairman Mox Baucus comes a day after Mr. Obama acknowledged that the Senate will not make his deadline for a vote on the issue. Here's more from NPR's David Wellner.
Majority Leader Harry Reid told reporters that rather than jamming something through the Senate before the August break, he'd rather have health care legislation based on quality and thoughtfulness. GOP leaders had sought such a delay, and President Obama told the crowd in Ohio he, too, was, quote, okay with the vote slipping.
As long as I see folks working diligently and consistently, then I am comfortable with moving a process forward that builds as much consensus as possible. What I don't want is what I refer to in my speech, delay for the sake of delay. Delay because people are worried about making tough decisions or casting tough votes.
Speaker Nancy Pelosi says she still expects the House to vote on health care by the end of next week. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.
California lawmakers are taking steps this morning toward ending the state's budget crisis. Both houses of the state legislature have approved a sweeping measure that cuts funding to higher education, college grants, health programs, welfare, and other programs. It's part of a package of bills lawmakers and Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger came to agreement on earlier this week to close California's $26 billion deficit. The legislative session is expected to continue throughout the morning. Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke will face some tough questioning from lawmakers today on the Obama administration's proposal to give the Fed broad new regulatory powers. Bernanke will appear before the House Financial Services Committee, along with other bank regulators and Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner. NPR's John Itzde reports.
On Wednesday, the White House sent draft legislation to the Congress that would give the Fed the lead role in protecting the financial system from the kind of crisis it's been going through. But there's a good deal of opposition to the Fed taking this role as systemic risk regulator. Critics point to the Fed's failure to anticipate the current crisis. Senator Richard Shelby of Alabama, the ranking Republican on the Senate Banking Committee, said Wednesday the administration's plan would be very dangerous. Committee Chairman Democrat Chris Dodd of Connecticut also voiced concerns, and Sheila Bair, head of the FDIC, suggested more power for the advisory council that will work with the Fed. Earlier this week, Bernanke said the administration proposal would be just a modest reorientation of the Fed's current role. John Itzde, NPR News, Washington.
Stock markets in Asia were up today, a day after the Dow closed above 9,000. This is NPR News. Later this morning, two astronauts from Space Shuttle Endeavour will head out on the fourth spacewalk of their mission at the International Space Station. The last spacewalk was cut short when high levels of carbon dioxide built up in one of the astronauts' spacesuits. Pat Duggins of member station WMFE reports.
Astronaut Chris Cassidy will be wearing the same suit that malfunctioned during Wednesday's spacewalk. NASA thinks a chemical canister in the suit failed to remove carbon dioxide from Cassidy's air supply. The astronaut was never considered in any danger. The plan going into today's spacewalk is to replace the canister with a spare. NASA's Keith Johnson says if the problem reappears, both spacewalkers are trained on what to do.
If the case where it jumped up quickly and we couldn't get back to the airlock, the crew member would refer to his cuff checklist on how to react and get himself back to the airlock.
The cuff checklist is a small book of instructions strapped to the wrist of each spacewalker. The astronauts will continue installing new batteries on a set of the space station solar panels. For NPR News, I'm Pat Duggins in Orlando.
Emergency officials say four people are dead after a commercial helicopter crashed onto a Western Maryland highway and burst into flames late last night. All the fatalities were aboard the copter. No vehicles on the ground were hit. State troopers had to shut down Interstate 70 in both directions. It's not clear what brought the helicopter down. An increase in the minimum wage takes effect today. The increase to $7.25 means 70 cents more an hour for the lowest paid workers in the 30 states that have lower minimums or no minimum wage. Some economists fear it will prolong the recession. Advocates say the hike will keep more working poor afloat and stimulate consumer spending. I'm Giles Snyder, NPR News.